Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Many homes across the area feature unique floor plans, amenities, and designs that can inspire. Well, this weekend, the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum hosts a spring home and garden tour. Joining me to share about the tour is Martha Ryan and Melissa Say from the Children's Museum. This fundraiser has been going on for some time, 17th year.
Isn't that crazy? It's older than the museum. We actually did it
one year
before we even opened our doors. Yeah.
What's the key to the tour? Why has it become so successful?
Well, I think people like to look into other people's homes. It's a little voyeur.
Get ideas.
Yeah. Well, you know, it gives you an opportunity. Some of these houses are houses that we drive by every single day.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'd love, you know, and you see them decorate for the holidays and, you know, and you really, so it's an opportunity. And also, you know, with young people moving into this area and starting their families and having homes themselves, it gives them an opportunity to go in and see, oh, I like that paint color. I like how they have this, you know, kitchen set up.
Different decorating ideas or renovations to, you know, to houses too. It's just full of ideas that you can come home with on your own and just, you know, make it a part of your own decorations.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, a look at the gardens. We've been fortunate so far this year. Had a decent amount of rain.
Gosh. Everything's so pretty.
Somebody
really pretty
knock
right
on
now.
Wood.
I know. And really, so it's really, their yards and gardens and courtyards are just as lovely as the homes. And it's just a great day to spend outside and inside and enjoy a, you know, beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, I know. And we have five homes, as you said earlier, and that is just unheard of. I mean, and that we, you know, it's just going to be, and they're all different architectures. They're all different, you know.
Different styles of furnishings and interiors and old and new. And it really is just a nice variety this year.
Well, who are some of those participating by opening up their homes?
Well, we have the Sarters on Island Drive, and that is an interesting home in that it's a King Stubbs home. And it also was the first, I'm going to get this wrong, Melissa has corrected me, has first central air, and what was
in the town
of Monroe. Yeah. And what's unique about it is it was they left off the sleeping porches on this particular design of a home. And then we have another home, the Gonzalez home on Pargood. And the interesting part about that is that he drove past this home day after day on his way to and from work. And finally, one day there was a for sale sign in it, and he parked his car and walked around the house.
Yeah.
He was, and he parked his car and he walked around the house, and by the end of the day they had bought the house and all the contents in it. And
isn't that
neat? It is neat, and they have tried over the years to renovate it and keep it within the spirit of the house, and they knew that the original owners loved roses, and so they have a rose garden and trying to keep it in the atmosphere of the home builders.
And then we also have a home on Point Drive, the Anderson home, and then a house in Point Place, which is the Crawford's home. And then in the Garden District, there's a home on North 3rd, and their last name is Henry, the Henrys.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they're just all great. And they're all about 5 miles apart.
Fabulous.
You know, you can take a nice little drive between the houses and drive down, you know, Riverside and Island Drive. Yeah. It'll just be a beautiful day.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the homes that will be open this Saturday. Will the owners be on site during the tour to be able to share with visitors?
Yeah, they sure will. And, you know, because everything that you have in your home that's special to you, there's a story about. And so a lot of that, like to stay and just, you know, enjoy the company coming through and tell a little bit about their history. So, yeah, it's five homes. It's from 2 to 5 on Saturday. Tickets are only $20. And you can get tickets at the Children's Museum, or you can get them at one of the homes the day of the tour. You can call the museum and find out, you know.
Yeah.
Where the homes are.
Now, Melissa, Mother, I have to ask you, because you say that the tour has been going on longer than the museum's been.
Yes.
Has there been an idea that you've come away with in the tour of homes that you've kind of applied to your own?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I think we both have in our bathroom.
And in the husband out in the yard working.
Yes, absolutely. Somebody had their brandy decanters used for mouthwash in their bathroom. And I mean, I got four brandy decanters when I got married.
I know.
And I didn't know what to do with them. And so it's just a lovely little thing that we have,
you know,
that somebody had on at their home on the tour that we took away with an
and
idea.
What's nice, too, is a lot of these homes, as grand as they may be, are all lived-in homes.
Yeah, they are. They're
family homes.
And
especially, all of them are, but, you know, Island Drive, it's made for the comfort of their children so that their children can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what we love, too, is that you can go into these big houses but know that they are lived in and loved just as much as you know, my house, the smaller home, but you know, and that that you take away too, is that really, it's just for...
It's doable. Doable ideas.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There is also a luncheon. Tickets are going fast, but we do want to make mention of the luncheon coming
up. The luncheon is at the museum as well, and our guest speaker this year is a former Monroean. Her name is Dawn Rivers Saracen. She lives in Geneva, Switzerland, and is a wonderful photographer, and travels and will tell us stories about her family and her travels. And what she's done, which is really cool, is she's created a book called A Book of Bouquets, just for our luncheon that she had published. And they will be for sale at the museum, and she, of course, will sign copies of the book as well. And it's just a wonderful little coffee table book. And I mean, the pictures are just exquisite. So we are just so fortunate to have her come and do that for us.
And speaking of the Children's Museum, summer is upon us.
Yay!
Yes!
Big plans?
Oh, we have lots of big plans. Well, as usual, we have our mom's stay out day, which is every Wednesday. And then we'll have Fantastic Fridays, where every Friday we'll have something different going on, whether we, you know, are giving out popsicles or doing sidewalk chalk drawings or lots of different things every Friday. And then Thursdays we'll be open late. Our Reuseum is open Tuesdays and Thursdays. So come and see us. And all the benefits for this weekend all go to, all the proceeds go to the programs at the Children's Museum.
Yeah, and actually one other event we have this week is a wine tasting at Boucaray on Thursday from 6 to 8. It's just a nice little opportunity for a little fundraiser for us too, that somebody was generous enough to organize for us, and so you can just get tickets at the door for that too.
Of course, the Spring Home and Garden Tour coming up this Saturday. Martha Ryan, Melissa Say with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. Good to see you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.